Yesterday, the history lesson was all about Cleopatra, and today's English class focused on The Vampire by Kipling. These subjects got me thinking about wild women, both the ones from history and those of today. Now, I must confess, I've never truly been wild, though I must admit that it's my deepest ambition. At just 16, I have more understanding of what being wild truly means than many women twice my age. All thanks to a certain wild incident that was simply an innocent act misunderstood by a friend of the family. The argument at the table last night, the topic of wild women, came up at dinner, and the conversation quickly took an interesting turn. Father, as usual, was absorbed in his evening paper, making little effort to hide his frustration with an advertisement for a vampire film that caught his eye. "Another vampire film?" he groaned, making a show of the paper. "The Queen of Vampires? The meanest woman in the world? Ridiculous. It's absurd how these movies make women out to be more wicked than they really are. I'll never understand why men spend their time making the next vampire outvamp the last." The family exchanged glances, resigned to the fact that father's rants were part of the daily routine. Mother and sister, May shared a knowing look as if preparing for a storm. I decided to step in. "A wild argument, father," I said, leaning forward with a confident smile. "History proves that to be remembered, a woman must live wildly." There was a shocked silence. Bill, ever the dramatic, groaned loudly. "Oh no, here we go again," he muttered. "Last week it was love, and this week it's wild women. What's next? A lecture on pirates?" But I wasn't deterred. I continued with all the passion I could muster. "Think about it. Do we read about peaceful, quiet ladies making history? No. It's the women who lived on the edge, who dared to break boundaries, who became legends." Mother raised an eyebrow, clearly alarmed. "What have you been reading?" she asked, a little too concerned. Father shot a glance at her, as if accusing her of neglecting me, but I pressed on. The wildlife in history, I ignored their disbelief, and focused on the core of my argument. Wild women like Cleopatra, like the vampires in these films, get noticed because they make an impact. They don't sit at home quietly, they do things that shake the very foundations of society. "Goodness," Mother exclaimed, glancing at Father in dismay. "What are you teaching her?" But before Father could reply, Sister May piped up with sarcasm. "Oh, she's fine, don't worry. Last week, an exhibition dancer pulled her into the spotlight. She's just caught up in that wild, flashy life now. Actors, dancers, you know, the usual." At the mention of actor, Mr. Jack, our family friend, shifted nervously in his seat. I could see his mind racing, likely remembering an event from the past week when I had danced in the spotlight with an actor in front of an audience.